A weakened storm that's going to impact a big part of the central U.S. is also going to impact the Midwest, and we're likely to see significant snow, freezing rain, and rain occurring across many areas from that region, and we'll likely expect there to be some disruption to travel across the region of livestock stress out there in the plains. Storm system will probably have the greatest meaning as far as being a positive event for hard red winter wheat country. The moisture totals out there run 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, maybe something a little bit greater. Snow accumulations could run 4 to 8 and local 10 inches across parts of Kansas, and we'll look for snowfall to the north and to the west being a bit lighter. The unfortunate part for parts of that hard red winter wheat country is that the southwest plains will do poorly with the storm system, and that means that Texas, West Texas, including the cotton country there, as well as the winter wheat production region in the panhandle and areas northeastward into parts of southeastern Oklahoma, will probably not do very well with moisture. And we'll probably see that true also maybe for southwestern portions of Oklahoma. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 1/4 of an inch, will occur in some of that region. That's not enough moisture after all the weeks and months of below average precipitation and persistent drought conditions to be adequately relieved. Another storm system may impact some of that area a week from now, but it doesn't look to be any more significant of a precipitation producer relative to this current event. In the heart of the Midwest, we'll likely see a wintry mix of precipitation occur from parts of Missouri and Iowa right on into Ohio and southernmost sections of Michigan. We'll likely see the band of heaviest snow come out across parts of northern Missouri and southern Iowa into Ohio. Mostly the northern part of Ohio. We'll probably look for anywhere from 3 to 9 inches of snow accumulating across a big part of that region. There's a fair chance that there'll be a couple of reports of more than 10 inches possibly. Now, areas to the south will probably see mostly a rain or a wintry mix of precipitation types. Travel will be slowed in some of that region too, especially from central and southern Missouri into parts of the immediate northern Ohio River Valley basin area, where the wintry mix of precipitation is going to be most likely. Rain will fall to the south. We'll likely see some 1 to 2.5 inch of moisture totals in some of the northern parts of the Delta and some of the Ohio River basin. Moisture totals across the heart of the Midwest will probably run anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch in some locally greater amounts. To the north, we'll see the snow taper off so that some of the northernmost portions of the Midwest will not see much in the way of significant accumulating snow. Some areas from the eastern parts of the Dakotas into Wisconsin may be left dry, but there will be some light snow in southern Michigan and also across parts of northern Illinois. We'll watch closely. There's probably not going to be quite as much heavy snow, perhaps in Chicago or Detroit, but there will be enough still to cause travel issues in both those cities. We're expecting the storm system to clear out fairly quickly during the early part of next week, and we'll likely take a nice break of about 2 or 3 days without any precipitation across the region. Another storm system will begin to impact the region as we get to the end of next week, but in the interim, we'll likely have a weak frontal system or two that will come across the region producing some light amounts of precipitation. By far, this weekend storm system will be the most significant of this particular 10-day period coming up, with the storm system that occurs in the following weekend probably a smaller event. Bitter cold temperatures will continue to be the rule across the region through the first part of next week, and we will see temperatures below zero down into Kansas, parts of northern Missouri, northern Illinois, by the time we get to the first part of next week. Snow will be on the ground to adequately protect most of the winter crops across this particular region, and extreme lows could get into the negative 20s and negative teens across parts of the northern plains, and there's even a chance for a few negative 30-degree temperatures near the Canada border. The eastern and lower parts of the Midwest shouldn't be quite as cold. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.